This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Now, I really have to be honest with you, right? Many times when you and I get together and we have conversations, whenever we reflect on the goodness and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whenever we able to talk and partake in the great mission, we're always so fulfilled in doing so. But there's a certain level in which we need to get to be able to soar like eagles, as the Bible says so. Why am I saying that? Because many times when we live under the grace and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we can recognize that many of the trials and tribulations that we have endured are not brought about because maybe God and heaven has forgotten about us. They've just sort of switched off or gone offline. No. It is not that God is sitting in heaven watching helplessly as his children are in trouble. The Bible tells us in Psalm 121, verse 3 and 8, 121, verse 3 and 8, it says, "Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul." God is able to orchestrate and cause divine events to take place without our help as humanity. But also, God has created us for a purpose with divine venture for his full expression for humanity. Let me repeat that. But God also created us with a purpose for his divine venture to find expression through humanity through us. Genesis 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering upon the waters." God himself Almighty took the time to create what we now know as the universe. He knew that men would not be able to create it in their own strength. But in the same breath, God created men to be able to orchestrate his purpose, divine purpose on earth under his will and power to strengthen men for their interventions under heaven. Now the earth, the heavens, and the heavens of heaven belong to the Lord. But the world we live in is called the world of men. This he then gave to the sons of men. An apostle, Solomon, in one of his sermons, speaks purely about the world as we know it. It as an entity that is operated by men. This means that we need to know and have God in our hearts, but also we need men to help us fulfill our destinies. As powerful and spiritual wealthy as you might be, you cannot be a patient and a doctor operating on yourself at the same time. You will not have a successful operation. God uses men for men. Anyone that wants to go far and go to extreme heights in life must understand that there is a concept and a principle called destiny helper. Two powerful words strategically placed to form a heavenly concept. Destiny means what God is destining us to become in his divine will and wisdom. Each one of us is destined to play a specific role in ordering this world. Now, destiny helper, as defined, would be people placed in your life by God to help you reach your destiny. Things are most likely to remain the same in your life unless a destiny helper shows up. Based on Bible insight and Bible concepts, I'm going to be sharing with you in the next couple of minutes a few characters in the Bible that without having had a destiny helper would have probably remained exactly where they are. The series that you and I are going to be busy with for the month of March is titled Destiny Helper. Do you have one? You know, in a world where people are all going through the most, we are all seeing fire from each side. But there's someone somewhere who is meant to help you to reach your fullest potential. That person also might not necessarily realize it or recognize it or know it, that they are your destiny helper, but they have been equipped and qualified by God for that season. Isn't it amazing how God works? 7 things you should know about a destiny helper. What is a destiny helper? I'm so glad you asked. Earlier on, I shared and I said, a destiny helper is someone divinely connected to your destiny. Someone who's divinely connected to your destiny. He or she helps you to achieve what God has predestined you to be. Meaning that before the beginning of time, before anything took place in your life, this person was ordained for a season and a moment in your life. They are your destiny helper. I want to share with you this morning. Let's get straight up into it. I don't want to waste your time. 7 things you should know. Number one, your destiny helper doesn't have to be a blood relative. Jesus met Peter while he was fishing and transitioned his life and transformed his life in one instant. Matthew 4 verses 19. He says, I will make you a fisher of men. At that moment, Peter was busy doing what he's been busy doing for all of his life as a professional fisherman. Then Jesus changed it. A relative would have allowed Peter to continue. At that moment, he was still Simon, but it would have allowed him to simply just carry on with the fish. I mean, come on. It's what you know. It's what you are here for. So you don't have to be a blood relative to be a destiny helper. Number two, your destiny helper won't necessarily look like you or talk like you. Matthew 26 verses 50. Jesus replied, do what you have come to do, friend. Then the man stepped forward, seized Jesus and arrested him. In this passage of scripture, Jesus was talking to Judas, who had been walking with him so faithfully so. And Jesus betrays him and sells him for 30 pieces of silver. Your destiny helper does not have to look or talk like you. If it had not been for Judas and what he had brought about, I know it's controversial, I know it might mess with your spirituality, but if it had not been for Judas, hallelujah, where would we be? Second thing I want you to take note of when we talk about destiny helper. Your destiny helper's role may just be to speak for you while you cannot necessarily speak for yourself in that particular moment. Just like Aaron did for Moses. The Lord appeared and approached Aaron and spoke to Moses while he complained that he wasn't a good speaker. Aaron will be your spokesperson to the people. He will be the mouthpiece and you will stand in the place of God for him, telling him what to say. Exodus 4 verses 15 to 16. Sometimes you just need an oracle and a mouthpiece that will speak for you in rooms which you have not yet entered. You'll need someone to say, no man, but I know this guy who has this service as part of his company structure. No, I know this guy. He has this service. No, I know this lady, Shem. She works very well and she'd be great for this position. We always need someone to speak for us in moments and in places you and I can't get to. Number four, your destiny helper may not even believe in what you believe in or share in the same values as you. Hallelujah. Can I move on? Let me move on. Number five, sometimes an enemy of progress can help you in your destiny. What do I mean? Joseph experienced false accusations by Potiphar's wife. and it put him in prison. This was a terrible situation indeed. And Joseph was confronted. But in prison, God gave Joseph favor. He made sure that he arises from the pits. He made sure. Let me move on. Number six this morning. Sometimes your destiny helper's relationship isn't what you expect, but God uses exactly the unexpected, unsuspecting people to be in your life to elevate his children. That's what God does. He just uses people that don't even look, they don't even sound, they don't even feel as if this one could actually elevate you and help you. But some way or another, God orchestrates it for your good. In that very moment where you thought that things are not going to add up, when you thought that this thing is not going to happen, God brings someone. Last but not least, number seven, it is possible to meet your destiny helper or your helper of destiny now, but the actual help won't happen until sometime later. The only thing that stands between them being able to help you is time. Why am I so obsessed and why am I so keen on this conversation this morning is because I believe that you've been crying, and I believe that you've been looking, and I believe that you've been searching and wondering where your help is going to come from. And our help cometh from God, as David says. We look up into the hills. But God also says, I have made men. I have made sure that they are destiny helpers. In the same way the devil has made sure that they are destiny destructors and destroyers, God has made sure that there are people who will be in places where you have not yet been to, who will be able to elevate you and help you. My question to you this morning is, as you live your life, do you overlook men? Do you undermine men? Do you think there's nothing good that can come from men, to a point where you miss those who are meant to assist you? Maybe they might not stay very long in your life. Maybe they might come in a different form or shape into your life. But trust you me, God has made sure that someone from out there in the world right now is thinking and speaking about you. And God has placed a desire in their hearts to help you. My question is, are you ready to receive the help? My question is, have you identified that you need the help? For the month of March, I'm going to be helping you navigate how to align with destiny helpers. I'm so grateful you opened up your mind and your heart this morning to me just to have this conversation. And I look forward to having more of these in the next coming weeks. It is titled Destiny Helper.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.